All right, so we're going to take a deep dive into this whole open source AI thing, which
it seems like it's everywhere.
you can't.
Yeah.
It's like the buzzword of the moment, right?
It is. It is.
But here's the thing. I feel like nobody can really agree on what it actually means,
Right.
you know?
Yeah.
Like everybody's using the term,
Huh?
but what does it actually mean?
It's the classic buzzword dilemma, right?
Right.
Everyone's excited about it,
Yeah.
but they don't really know what it is.
Yeah. And it's kind of a problem if we're all going to be talking about it, if
Yeah.
we're going to be using it, you know,
Yeah.
that we kind of have a shared understanding of what it means.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully,
Yeah.
the Open Source Initiative, or OSI, decided it was time to step in
Yeah.
and, you know, try and bring some clarity to this whole thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the OSI are the folks that pretty much wrote the book on what open source means in the software world.
Right, they're the arbiters of what open source means.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they've got street cred when it comes to this stuff. And they
Absolutely.
didn't just like pull this definition out of thin air or anything like that.
Yeah.
They put together a real brain trust to come up with this.
Yeah, a really impressive group.
Over 70 experts.
Yeah, researchers, legal minds,
Yeah.
policymakers,
What?
even folks from like Meta and Google and Amazon, a real who's who of the AI world.
This is like the culmination of a lot of really smart people getting together.
Exactly.
So for this deep dive,
Yeah.
what we're going to do is really try to unpack this definition that they came up with.
Sounds good.
We'll figure out what it means, why it even matters to you as the listener,
Right.
and what kind of impact it could have down the line.
Awesome.
So let's start with the why.
Yeah.
Why should anybody even care about open source AI?
Right.
The OSI makes a pretty compelling case, and they draw some interesting parallels to the world of open source software.
Yeah.
You know, like we've all heard of open source software, and their main argument is that open source AI has the potential to really break down the barriers to learning.
Yeah.
Using sharing and improving AI systems as a whole.
Absolutely.
So it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just good for the developers.
Yeah.
It's not just good for the people who are deploying AI,
Right.
but it's good for like the end users, like you and me.
Yeah, the people who are using the AI.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they even get into specifics,
Okay.
highlighting these four core freedoms that are kind of at the heart of the open source philosophy.
Okay.
So number one, autonomy.
Yeah.
You should have the autonomy to use AI however you want.
However you see fit.
No permission slips required.
Right.
The second one is transparency.
Okay.
You should be able to understand how it works.
So you can look under the hood,
Right.
so to speak.
Lift up the hood, see what's going on. The ability to reuse it freely,
Yeah.
and the power of everybody working together to make it better.
Right. The collaborative improvement aspect.
Right. So these are kind of like the four pillars of open source. I
Right.
mean, this has been going on for a while now
Yeah.
with software. This has kind of been the philosophy.
Yeah.
And they're saying, hey, AI should be no different.
Exactly. Bring those same principles over.
So we've talked about the why,
Yeah.
like the big picture why.
The big picture.
Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
What does the OSI actually say defines an open source AI system?
Okay.
What does it mean?
So their definition really boils down to those four freedoms that we just talked about,
Okay.
but applied in a very practical, hands-on way.
Okay, so break it down for us.
Okay, so you've got the freedom to use the AI system for whatever you want.
Yeah, okay.
No permission slips required.
Okay.
Second, you can study how it works, lift the hood,
Okay.
see all the components.
All right.
Third, you can modify it
Okay.
for any reason you want, even if you want to change what it outputs.
Got it.
And lastly, you can share it with or without modifications
Okay.
for anyone to use.
So it sounds like really comes down to just
Yeah.
giving users the freedom
Right.
to kind of do what they want with it.
Freedom and control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
But is it really that simple?
It might seem simple, but there's a key point here.
Okay.
Those freedoms apply not just to the whole system,
Oh,
but to
yeah.
the individual parts too.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you could tinker with a specific component
Yeah.
without using the whole thing.
That is interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So they put a lot of emphasis on providing access to what they call a preferred form for making modifications.
Yes.
So what is that all about?
They want to make sure that you actually have the tools you need
Okay.
to exercise these freedoms.
Gotcha.
So imagine trying to bake a cake,
Yeah.
but you only have half the ingredients and no idea what temperature to set the oven.
Okay. I like where you're going with this.
All right, so this preferred form boils down to three things.
Okay.
First, you need the full recipe, so to speak. You need detailed information about the data that was used to train the system.
So it's not just about having the data.
No.
It's about understanding the data.
Yeah. You need to know where it came from.
Okay.
How it was selected, how it was processed.
So like transparency is a big deal here.
Transparency is crucial.
Okay.
If you want to evaluate the system
yeah.
or build your own site, you need to know all of that stuff.
Right. So you can reproduce it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the second element of the preferred form is the source code.
Okay. So this is the source code that was used to like actually train and run the system.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's the instructions for how to assemble the AI.
Gotcha.
And how to operate it.
Gotcha.
And it has to be under an OSI approved license.
Okay.
So people can use and modify it.
Okay. So it's kind of like open source software.
Yeah.
But for AI.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the third element is the model parameters.
Okay.
Or weights.
Weights. Okay.
And these are like the specific settings.
Yeah.
That the AI uses based on the training data.
So we've got the ingredients,
yeah.
we've got the recipe,
uh-huh.
and now these are like the settings on the oven.
Right.
To stick with that analogy.
Exactly.
So what do those look like though?
Like what are the parameters?
Yeah.
So think of them as like snapshots of the AI's learning process.
Okay.
Like checkpoints along the way.
Yeah.
Or the final settings it arrived at.
Gotcha.
Imagine you're training a dog.
Uh-huh.
The weights are like the specific commands the dog learns to respond to.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're saying that having access to this preferred form is basically like having the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Like from the ingredients to the recipe to how to use the oven.
Exactly.
To kind of like bake that cake.
That's a good analogy.
But what about licensing?
Yeah.
Does everything have to be totally free with no strings attached?
It can get a little bit nuanced, but the core idea is sharing and collaboration.
Oh.
So the licenses might require you to release your modifications under the same terms.
Okay.
So that everyone can benefit.
So it's not just about taking.
Right.
It's about giving back.
Exactly.
It's a community.
Now, I've seen this term or this distinction
yeah.
between open source models and open source weights.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what is that all about?
So this is especially relevant when we talk about machine learning.
Okay.
So an open source model is the whole package.
Okay.
It's the architecture, the parameters, and the code to run it.
The whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada.
And open source weights.
Or just the parameters.
Okay. So that's just one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. Just one slice.
Okay.
And the OSI says that even if you're just releasing the weights.
Okay.
You still need to include the data and code that were used to generate them.
Gotcha. So transparency is super important.
Transparency is paramount.
And there's a line in the document that caught my eye.
Okay.
Where they say they're not requiring a specific legal mechanism.
Mm-hmm. For ensuring free access
yeah.
to those weights or to those parameters.
Right.
What's that all about?
So it seems like they're acknowledging
yeah.
that the legal landscape is still evolving.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And there might be different ways to guarantee access.
Yeah.
to those parameters in the future.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So before we move on,
okay.
let's just make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
With some key terms.
Good idea.
So what do we mean by AI system
okay.
and machine learning?
All right. So an AI system
uh-huh.
is basically any system that uses input to generate outputs
okay.
that can influence the real world
yeah.
or digital environments.
Okay.
So things like making predictions,
uh-huh.
creating content,
yeah.
recommending things,
right.
even making decisions. Yeah. All of that falls under the umbrella of AI.
And machine learning is like a subset of that.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's where the machines actually learn from data.
Uh-huh.
They improve their performance by analyzing tons and tons of data.
So instead of having to program a specific rule,
right.
they can learn it themselves
yeah.
from the data.
Exactly. They learn to recognize patterns
okay.
and make decisions based on that data.
So it's kind of like how the spam filter in my email gets better over time.
That's a perfect example.
Right.
The more spam it sees, the better it gets at recognizing it.
Yeah.
It's all about recognizing patterns,
yeah.
just like humans do,
yeah.
but on a massive scale
okay.
with way more data.
So to recap, we've covered the why of open source AI,
mm-hmm.
the four core freedoms,
right.
the importance of the preferred form,
yeah.
and clarified some key definitions.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here?
Let's shift gears and talk about the potential impact of this definition.
Okay.
How might this shape regulations,
yeah.
accelerate AI innovation,
yeah.
and change how we think about the trustworthiness of AI?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Picking up where we left off, I think it's really interesting to think about some of the potential impacts of this definition.
Yeah. Because it's not just about, like, semantics.
Right.
This could actually have real world implications down the line.
Absolutely.
You know,
think about lawmakers.
Yeah.
If they're serious about regulating AI effectively.
Right.
They need to understand what open source AI actually is.
They need to have a clear definition.
You need a clear definition. Yeah. So this could be a really important tool for them.
Right. So it's like establishing a common language that everybody can speak.
Exactly.
You know, from the developers to the policymakers.
Right.
So that everybody's on the same page.
Uh-huh.
But what about the impact on, like, innovation?
Right.
Because I keep hearing about how open source is this, like, you know, catalyst for creativity and progress.
Yeah, it can be.
And so how could this play out in the AI world?
Well, one of the things that's really exciting about open source AI is the potential for collaboration on a massive scale.
Yeah.
So imagine a global community of researchers all working together, sharing their ideas.
It's like a giant brainstorming session for AI.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
And that could lead to some really rapid breakthroughs in all sorts of fields.
I mean, you can think about, like, healthcare, climate change, education.
Absolutely.
Like, all these big problems that we're facing as a society, AI could potentially help us solve those.
AI could be a really powerful tool for tackling those challenges.
But with all this openness, doesn't that also kind of open the door to potential misuse?
It does.
You know, what if bad actors get their hands on these open source AI systems?
Right.
And they decide to use them for, you know, not so good purposes.
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
So how do we balance that?
Right.
Like, how do we balance this need for openness with the need to make sure that things don't, you know, go completely off the rails?
Right. Well, this is where the concept of trustworthy AI comes in. Okay, so transparency is key.
Yeah.
If we can see how these systems work, if they're not just these black boxes, then we can start to build trust.
So instead of it being this mysterious thing, we can actually look inside and see what's going on.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that can help alleviate some of the concerns about, you know, bias.
Right. Or unintended consequences.
Exactly.
Right.
So open source can actually lead to more trustworthy AI.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because we can see what's happening.
So it's like this definition is kind of like a step towards this future where AI is more collaborative, more transparent, and more trustworthy.
Absolutely.
But we're still in the early stages, right?
Oh, yeah. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
And the OSI acknowledges that.
Yeah.
This is a starting point.
Okay.
And things are going to evolve.
Yeah. AI is moving so fast.
It's moving at lightning speed.
Yeah.
So this is just the first step.
Okay.
On a long road.
So for somebody like me, you know, I'm not a developer. I'm not a policymaker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just somebody who's, you know, trying to make sense of all this.
Right.
What should I be taking away from this conversation so far?
I think the biggest takeaway is that open source can make AI more accessible to everyone.
Okay.
It's not just for the experts.
Yeah.
It's not just for the big tech companies. Yeah. It's for everyone.
So it's like taking it out of the hands of a select few.
Exactly.
And making it something that everybody can understand and contribute to.
That's the goal.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what's next for the OSI? I mean, are they just going to release this definition and call it a day?
No, they've said that this is the beginning of a conversation.
Okay.
So they want to continue to work with the community to refine and adapt the definition as needed.
Because, again, AI is moving so quickly.
Right.
The definition needs to catch up.
It needs to be a living document that evolves with the technology.
So they're going to keep talking to the experts, the policymakers, and even just everyday users.
Right. It's a collaborative effort to make sure this definition stays relevant.
But realistically.
Yeah.
Are we going to see, like, an explosion of open source AI projects?
That's a good question.
Like, is everybody going to jump on this bandwagon?
I think this definition could encourage more people to embrace open source.
Okay.
But it's unlikely that everyone will do it overnight.
Right. Because, I mean, let's face it, like these big tech companies, they're often very protective of their AI development.
Right. They see it as a competitive advantage.
So are they really going to want to just give all that away?
It's possible that some companies will be more hesitant than others.
Okay.
But I think even within those companies, there's a growing recognition of the benefits of open source.
Okay.
So they might not open source everything.
Right.
But they might contribute to specific projects or release certain components under open source licenses.
So it's about finding a balance.
Exactly.
You know, between protecting their own interests and also kind of contributing to the advancement of the field.
Right. The common good.
Right. Okay. So even if some of these big companies do jump on board, wouldn't that lead to, like, a ton of different incompatible tools and standards.
It could.
Right? It's like almost like a Tower of Babel situation.
Yeah.
Where everybody's speaking a different language and nothing really works together.
Right. And that could slow down progress.
Yeah.
If everyone's off doing their own thing.
So how do we prevent that?
Well, we need to encourage collaboration.
Okay.
And interoperability.
Okay.
So that means developing common standards, creating tools that can work with different systems, and fostering communication between developers.
So it's like we want to encourage this innovation.
Right.
But we also want to make sure that everybody's kind of playing nicely together.
Exactly.
In the same sandbox. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
But, you know, these open source projects, they often rely on, like, volunteers.
Right.
And that can be very unpredictable.
It can be.
You know? Yeah. How do we ensure that these projects have the resources they need to thrive over the long term?
Sustainability is a major concern for open source projects.
Yeah, because you can't just rely on people's goodwill forever.
Exactly. People have lives.
Right.
They have jobs.
Yeah.
They have families.
So how do we address this funding dilemma?
Well, one approach is to explore sustainable funding models. So things like grants from foundations, government funding, corporate sponsorships.
So basically finding a way to like reward and incentivize the folks who are pouring their time and energy into these projects.
Right. We need to make sure that people are compensated for their work.
But while still keeping that spirit of openness alive.
Exactly. We don't want to lose that.
That's what makes open source so special.
And I think there's a growing recognition that investing in open source AI isn't just some act of charity.
Right.
It's actually a smart business decision.
It can be.
Because by supporting these projects, companies can tap into the collective brain power of the community.
Yeah. They can get access to cutting edge research.
Reduce their own development costs.
Exactly.
Avoid getting locked in with a single vendor.
Right. It's a win-win.
So it sounds like there's a lot of potential benefits to open source AI.
Absolutely.
But let's not sugarcoat it. Yeah. What are some of the risks associated with this?
I think one thing that's important to remember is that open source AI isn't just some abstract concept.
Right.
It's already out there in the real world.
Yeah. It's actually being used.
Just being used.
To do things.
Yeah.
I mean.
We're seeing open source AI models and tools being used in all sorts of fields.
Like, give us some examples. Like, paint us a picture.
Okay. So one area where it's having a big impact is medical research.
Oh.
So researchers are using open source machine learning models.
Yeah.
To analyze medical images.
Okay.
And that can help detect diseases like cancer earlier and more accurately.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And because these models are open source, researchers all over the world can access them. They can collaborate. They can improve them.
So it's like a global team effort.
It is.
To fight disease.
That's a great way to put it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
So we're talking about like literally saving lives here.
Potentially. Yeah.
With open source AI.
Yeah.
What about other fields?
So education is another great example.
Okay.
Open source AI is being used to create personalized learning experiences.
Oh, wow.
So tailoring the content to individual students' needs.
So instead of this like one size fits all approach.
Exactly.
You can actually get something that's more customized.
Right.
To how you learn best.
And these tools are often free. Wow.
Or very low cost.
That's awesome.
So it makes them accessible.
Yeah.
To a lot more people.
That's huge.
Yeah. It's a game changer for education.
What about the creative arts?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that open source AI is making waves there, too.
Big time.
Like, what's going on?
So musicians and artists are using open source tools to generate new sounds.
Okay.
Create visuals.
Wow.
Even collaborate with AI algorithms in real time.
It's like having a creative partner. You can push the boundaries of your imagination.
Right. And explore new possibilities.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. It's a really exciting time to be an artist.
But with all this potential.
Yeah.
We can't ignore the risks. Right.
We can't.
I mean, there are potential downsides to all of this.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the big concerns that people have?
Well, one concern is misuse.
Okay.
Right. So these are powerful tools.
Uh-huh.
And in the wrong hands.
Yeah.
They could be used for harmful purposes.
So like, how do we prevent that? That's a really tough question.
Yeah.
And it's something that a lot of people are thinking about.
Okay.
I think it's crucial to have open and honest conversations about the ethical implications of AI.
And develop like guidelines and best practices.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that we can use this technology responsibly.
The responsible development is really important.
It's paramount.
What about the risk of these systems
Yeah.
being used to create like biased or unfair outcomes?
That's another big concern.
Yeah.
So AI models are trained on data.
Right.
And if that data reflects existing biases,
yeah,
then the AI system will inherit those biases.
So garbage in, garbage out.
Basically.
Yeah, so how do we address that?
We need to be very careful about the data we use
Okay.
to train these models.
So data quality is super important.
It's crucial.
Okay.
And we also need to think about diversity
Right.
in the data,
Okay.
making sure that it represents
Yeah.
a wide range of perspectives.
And what about jobs? Because a lot of people are worried that AI is going to like automate away jobs
Yeah.
and lead to widespread unemployment.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah. So how do we make sure that open source AI is actually benefiting workers?
Yeah.
And not replacing them.
Right. Well, I think it's important to remember that AI is a tool.
Okay.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
Yeah.
So we need to focus on developing AI systems
yeah.
that augment human capabilities,
Okay.
not replace them.
So it's about finding ways for humans and AI to work together.
Exactly.
Oh.
Each playing to their strengths.
How do we make that happen?
I think we need to invest in education and training
okay.
to help people adapt to these new technologies.
So it's about empowering people,
right?
Not leaving them behind.
Exactly. And
yeah.
I think open source can actually play a positive role here
right.
because it makes these tools and knowledge more accessible.
Right.
So people can learn how AI works,
yeah.
they can experiment with it,
yeah.
and they can even contribute to its development.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But realistically, how do we prevent the open source world from becoming fragmented?
Right, because if everyone's developing their own tools
Yeah.
and their own systems,
yeah, we're going to end up with this mess.
It could become very chaotic.
Right.
So I think we need to encourage collaboration
okay.
and interoperability.
Right.
So that means developing common standards,
okay.
creating tools that can work together,
uh-huh.
and fostering communication
yeah.
between developers.
So again, kind of like back to this idea of
right.
everybody playing nicely together.
Exactly.
But let's be real.
Yeah.
Open source projects, they often rely on volunteers.
They do.
And that's not always the most sustainable model.
It's not.
Right.
It can be very unpredictable.
How do we make sure that these projects have the resources they need to actually like grow and thrive?
Sustainability is a major challenge
yeah.
for open source projects.
So what are some potential solutions?
Well, I think we need to explore different funding models. So things like grants from foundations, government funding,
yeah.
maybe even corporate sponsorships.
So basically finding a way to incentivize
yeah.
the people who are doing this work
exactly.
without compromising
right.
that open source ethos.
Exactly. We don't want to lose sight of that.
Yeah.
That's what makes open source so special.
And I think there's this growing realization that investing in open source AI isn't just some kind of like charitable act.
Right.
It's actually a smart business decision.
It can be.
Because you're tapping into this whole community
yeah.
of really smart, dedicated people.
Absolutely.
Who are passionate about this stuff.
And you can get access to cutting-edge research.
Reduce your own costs.
Exactly.
Avoid vendor lock-in.
It's a win-win.
It sounds like there are a lot of potential paths forward.
There are.
But it's going to take some creativity
yeah.
and experimentation.
There's collaboration.
To figure out what works.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Open source AI has a ton of potential.
It does.
To revolutionize so many different fields.
It really does.
But it's not without its challenges.
Right.
We need to be mindful of the risks
uh-huh.
and figure out how to address them proactively.
I think that's a great summary.
Yeah.
It's a journey, not a destination.
It is a journey.
And we're all on it together.
Now that you've had a chance to really dive deep into this world of open source AI.
Yeah.
What excites you the most about its potential?
Oh, that's a tough one.
What questions are still swirling in your mind?
Yeah.
And what role do you envision yourself playing in this really exciting and rapidly evolving field?
Those are great questions.
Yeah.
Questions that we should all be asking ourselves.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of open source AI.
My pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Absolutely.